Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
Hey, so I'm just sitting here in the car with my cousin, Zach, who's been peppering me with questions about how to start a podcast. He is a, what are you, your scrum master?
Scrum master, agile leader, I guess.
Agile leader at what company?
At Blue Cat.
Blue Cat. Networks. So Zach's been in this job for about a month now. And he's, you know, he's been in the agile world, but, you know, fairly new. Like, he's not like a seasoned pro yet. Yeah. He's kind of, you know, cutting his teeth in the agile world. And he's thinking to himself, hey, I want to start a podcast. What can I do? So what I told Zach is share, much like this show, much like Marketing Out Loud, share a 5-minute episode every single day on what you're learning through, you know, day to day, right? In your experiences as a scrum master, what are you learning that you can share with other people? So every single day something happens. Zach just told me a story about a product owner who came in the middle of a dev cycle and changed the requirements on the team. And that's apparently a no-no, and it pisses scrum masters off, and Zach got pissed off. And so Zach had to push back and say, look, you can't change the requirements now. There's a time and place to do it, blah, blah, blah. And he resolved the situation. That's a podcast episode. Zach could get on the show at the end of the day.
Yeah.
He could record a 5-minute episode on here's what happened today. Here's, you know, what I did. Here's a lesson that we can learn. Every single day, if you think about it, there is a story like that. So what I told him was at the end of the day, when you leave work, think about what's the one thing that happened today that I can share with people that they'd find valuable and that there's a lesson to learn from, mm-hmm. right? And just tell that story in 5 minutes. And it's really just three things. Here's what happened. Here's what I did. Here's a lesson that we can all learn. In this case, Zach's audience would be fellow scrum masters, people that are in the scrum agile world, software development, who would appreciate hearing the stories, who would learn something from the stories. Mm-hmm. And in the end, the important thing is, what's the goal here, right? So I asked Zach, what's his goal? Now, Zach is not like you and me. He's not a consultant or a service provider. We have different goals, but for Zach as a professional, mm-hmm. his goal is to build a platform. He wants to build authority, which in many ways is similar to what we're doing as well. Like, I mean, the end game may be different. Zach may want to get a job to improve his employment prospects. He may eventually want to be a consultant. I mean, the end game may be a little bit different. The process is very similar. But what I'm trying to do through Marketing Out Loud is I'm trying to build my authority and a platform as a marketer so that people can discover me, they can learn from me, and then if they want to do business with me, then that's an option. What Zach's trying to do is similar in terms of the first and second order consequences. He wants to build his authority as an agile professional, as a scrum master, as somebody that understands the software space. He wants to build that authority. He wants people who are interested in the space to find him, and then maybe he'll use that as a platform to get a better job, improve his career prospects, negotiate a higher salary, at least in the immediate, and maybe down the road to turn it into a consulting or a professional service offering. But, you know, that's down the road. He can decide what to do with it later. For now, the important thing is document the journey.
Got it.
Right? What can you share every single day? And the other thing that'll really happen when you do this is you'll be sharing stories, but then you'll also be learning, because there's an element of reflection here, mm-hmm. right? If you know that every single day you've got to share a piece of content, you got to share a 5-minute lesson on your podcast, then you're going to be looking for stuff to share, right? Mm-hmm. Think about somebody like Seth Godin. Seth Godin has written a daily blog post for, I don't even know, like 10 years, like thousands of blog posts, right? And in the beginning, I'm sure it was a little bit challenging to think of things to talk about and to write about, right? But now he's got this rhythm. He knows he's going to publish a blog post every single day. So he's always looking for things to write about and looking for lessons he can learn. As a result, he's learning more, right? So if you, Zach's sitting beside me, so I'm kind of talking to you, the audience, I'm talking to Zach as well. So if you actually record a 5-minute episode every single day, you're going to become a better scrum master. I can almost guarantee it. You're going to become a better scrum master because you're going to have this trigger to like reflect on what you learned that day. And you're going to have a catalog of all the lessons you learned. And you know what? To be honest, this is, I think, episode 43 or 44 of Marketing Out Loud. I'm like 15 episodes ahead. So when I record this, it's going to go live 3 weeks later. So when I publish episodes, I tend to re-listen to them because I recorded them 3 or 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh yeah, that is a good lesson. Because I've already forgotten. 3 or 4 weeks later, I've already forgotten what happened. And then I re-listened to the episode, and it helps me relearn that lesson that I might have forgot about. Right? So that's really what I think is powerful here, is you do this every single day, and then eventually you have this catalog of lessons that you've learned that even if you forget, you can go back and learn those lessons again. So my advice to Zach, and my advice to anybody who's thinking about creating content, it doesn't need to be a podcast. I mean, he's enamored by the podcast medium. It could be just, you know, blog posts. It could be a daily LinkedIn status update. My advice to you is just focus on sharing one piece of advice every single day. You don't need to make it fancy. You don't need to make it up. Just share from your own experiences, the things that you're learning every single day. Share those. You'll be better off. Your audience will be better off. And then who knows? You'll build a platform that maybe one day you can do something with. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.